各位慕道朋友、弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Dear True Seekers, brothers and sisters, peace to you.
很高兴今天晚上要跟大家来谈到人生的问题。
This evening, I'm happy to have this opportunity to share with you regarding the problems of life.
我们在这生活当中，每一个人都想要追求更美的生活。
In our life, we all want to pursue for the better.
但是往往呢？理想跟事实啊有很大的差距。
Very often there's a big gap between reality and our dreams.
有人这么说。
Someone once said,
有人的地方啊就有人的问题。
If there are men, there are problems.
不管是在落后的地方，
Whether you are in a poor country,
或是先进的地方，
Or you are in a civilized nation,
每一个人啊每天都有他很多很多生活上的难题。
Everyone will face many problems in his life.
那么有的问题比较小，
Some problems are minor.
但是也让人觉得很烦恼。
However, they still cause enough trouble.
问题大的时候，
When a problem is major,
觉得压力太大了，
We feel pressured.
真的是活不下去。
We sometimes feel that we cannot go on living.
有一天啊，我到这个惠城的地方，在美国的惠城。
One day I went to Philadelphia in the United States.
看到一位电脑专家。
I saw a person who was an expert in computers.
他好几个月找不到工作。
He has been unemployed for several months.
对他来讲压力蛮大。
To him, that was a great pressure.
大到他想要自杀了。
It was the pressure was so great.
真的有些问题呢，我们承受不了的时候。
He was contemplating on committing suicide.
就觉得自己真的很无能。
Sometimes when we feel that we can't solve our problems,
活不下去了。
We feel that we can't go on living.
其实人啊，在世上真的会遇到各种不同的问题。
In fact, it is true that we humans face a lot of problems in this world.
那么首先呢，我们要了解到底这个问题从何而来。
We have to first understand the source of these problems.
接着就要了解要如何来解决这些问题。
Next, we must understand how we should resolve them.
有些人遇到了问题了。
Some people face problems.
但是他不了解为什么会产生这些问题。
However, they don't understand why they have these problems.
这样的人真的是非常的无奈。
These people feel so helpless.
但是呢，有些人他面对问题。
There are people who face their problems bravely.
他能够知道问题为什么产生。
They understood why these problems arise.
更重要的，
More importantly,
他能够找到解决问题的方法。
They found solutions to their problems.
这样的人永远不会被人生的难题所击倒。
These people will never be defeated by the problems in their life.
我想这个是大家都很关心这样的事情。
I believe everyone has some concerns over these.
那么在我们人生当中到底有哪些难题呢？
What are some of the problems that we face in our life?
我把它归结大概有三个难题。
I have categorized them into three major problems.
假如说我们对这些难题知道说它是从何而来。
If you understand the source of your problems,
但是我们更重要要了解要如何破解这些难题。
More importantly, if you know how to resolve these problems.
人生的难题呢，第一个就是罪恶的难题。
The first problem of mankind is sin.
我们在生活当中。
We live in this world.
为什么说一定要受教育？
Why do we say that we have to be educated?
受教育除了要学习谋生的技能之外，
Other than receiving skills necessary to sustain life,
最重要的就是要让人的品德得到造就。
Next is to edify your character,
成为一个有品格的人。
To be a person of high character and virtue.
可是呢，尽管经过几千年来，
However, after a period of thousands of years,
教育的水准不断在提升。
Our education level keeps going up.
是不是能够解决人的这些问题呢？
However, has it solved our problems?
是不是能够解决罪的问题呢？
Has our education resolved the problem of sin?
诗篇里头有一个作诗的人，他这样说。
There's a psalmist in the book of Psalms said.
请看诗篇九十篇。
Let's read Psalms 90.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalms 90.
第十节。
Verse 10.
九十篇第十节。
Psalms 90, verse 10.
我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可到八十岁，但其中所经花的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如灰而去了。这段圣经是在离我们现在的大概有三千年以 啊以上的这以前的这时间呢，就是这个诗人呢在三千年前所写的。
This psalm was probably written about 3,000 years ago.
啊，但是我们今天读的时候呢
，When we read this verse today，
觉得好像也很亲切嘛，哈。
We still feel very connected to it.
这种经验好像我们现在还是一样啊，有这样的感受。
It seems like today we're still experiencing the same thing.、
啊今天的人啊，有的能够活到八十几岁，就觉得说，哎呀，真的是长寿。
Today, if you're lucky to live up to more than 80 years old, you feel you have lived a long life.
这里说一生所能够夸口的是什么
？But it says, what can you boast of your life?
不过是劳苦愁烦。
Nothing but toil and trouble.
尽管教育不断的改进。
Even though you have been received higher
education. 现在有很多人能够接受教育。
And today many people are able to receive education.
但是还是劳苦愁烦。
But yet our troubles are still toil.
这个劳苦愁烦呢，最主要就罪的因素在人的心里头。
These toil and trouble is a result of sin.
所以圣经里头有一句话说。
There's a saying in the Bible.
说人想要去行善的时候。
When a person wants to do good.
却往往不能照自己的意愿来做。
Very often they cannot do so according to their own will.
我不想作恶的时候
When I don't want to do evil,
这偏偏呢、啊哎、去行恶了
But I still do them.
这是人感觉到最无奈的地方
This is where we feel so helpless.
所以我们中国呢有句话说
There is a Chinese saying,、
说鼻孔朝下的没有一个是好人
There is no good man if this man has nostrils pointing down.
这可以概括我们每个人的经验
This would include everybody.
真的人活在这个世上
It is true that if you live in this world,
哪一个人说哇，我是最好的人
Who can claim to be a perfect man?
我没有犯过错
I have never committed a sin.
我都做每天都做好事
I have been doing good every day.
那这样的人一定是很幸福了
If you are this person, then you are very lucky.
但事实上不是这样子
But that is not so.
人啊，常常被这个罪恶不断的在打扰，在折磨
We have been tormented by sin every day.
有一个年轻人
There is a young man.
他就去问一个有智慧的老人
He went to ask a sage
问到人生的三件大事
He asked him about three major events in life
有三个问题了、
Which are three problems
第一个呢
One
就是在这个生活当中啊
In his life
有哪一件事情啊容易做的
In life, what is the easiest thing to do
第二个问题呢
Question number two
有哪一件事情啊是最难办得到的
What is the hardest thing to do
第三个问题啊
Third question
就是要如何去解决这些就是说如何、解决、那个、难题
And how to resolve this difficult problem、
最容易做到的是什么呢
What is the easiest thing to do?
批评
Criticize
只要一个孩子、开始会说话的时候
As long as the child has learned to speak、
他就会来批评别人
The child can criticize others
哪一个不好啦
Who is no good
哪一个人怎么样呢
Who has done what
这个不必教
You don't need to teach them.
大概每个人都会这样，都会讲一些批评的话。
Everybody knows how to criticize.
真的是很容易做。
It is so easy.
有时候我们在不注意的时候
，Sometimes when we are not noticing,
我们就讲一些人家的是非。
We will be criticizing somebody else.
真的是很容易坏。
It is so easy.
那最难的是什么
？What is the hardest?
看不到自己的缺点。
That not seeing your own faults.
比如说我们现在脸上假如有一个黑点的话
，For example, if there's a black spot on your face.
我们现在看不到、
You can't see it.
除非去照镜子。
Unless you look into a mirror
要不然看不到
otherwise you can't see it
在我们的这个生活当中
in our life
事实上我们有很多的缺点
in fact that we have many faults
有时候别人跟我们提醒了
sometimes when others remind us
我们还不以为然呢
we discard them
说我哪里有这样
we disregard
them 你乱说了
we say that you're telling a lie
这个就是说自己有缺点的时候
that simply tells us when we have a fault
自己不知道
we don't know it
这是最难的
this is the hardest thing to do
那如何克服这些
how do you overcome them
就是要找到一个从外在来的这个力量
You have to find an external source
能够帮助我们
To help you
有这个智慧聪明
To give you wisdom
能够看到自己的问题
To see your own weakness
能够解决我们的 这些缺点
And to resolve your problems
这才是最重要的
That is the most important
假如说能够做到这些、
If you can do all these
我想他的生活一定是非常的快乐
I believe you will have a very happy life
人没有罪的时候是真的是无罪一身轻。
When a person has no sin, he will feel very light and happy.
是非常快乐的一件事情。
It is a joyous thing.
那现在我们要来问这个问题。
Let us now ask this question.
罪从哪里来？
Where does sin come from?
人起初造，神起初造人的时候
When God made man,
神给人一个最宝贵的一件事情。
God has given man one important thing.
就是人有自由意志。
That is, man has a freedom to choose.
神让人去选择。
God gave man the freedom to choose.
你若我们若顺服神的话
，If you submit to God，
那么我们的生活真的是得到啊，能够神的帮助。
Then your life will be assisted by God.
不顺服神的话
，If you disobey His words，
就是自己啊。走向罪恶的道路。
Then you are treading on the path of
destruction. 所以圣经里头告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
人的始祖啊。
Then the ancestors.
亚当夏娃。
Adam and Eve.
啊，竟然经不起这个考验。
They could not overcome this test.
那时候他们所住的伊甸园啊。
The place where they lived, the Garden of Eden.
很多的啊，这个果树。
There were many fruit trees.
很多的菜蔬。
Many vegetables.
实在是生活没有什么缺乏。
They're really not living in any need.
那么只有那一棵无花果树。
There is only one tree.
神告诉他
God said,
你不要吃
Do not touch it.
吃必定死
Because on the day you eat the fruit of the tree, you will die.
经不起这个考验
They could not overcome this temptation.
结果就失败了
And they failed.
结果他就被赶离伊甸园
And they were cast out of the Garden of Eden.
罪就这样进入这个世界
That is how sin entered into the world.
所以这个亚当夏娃以后的人
After Adam and Eve,
就带这个罪身啊在这个世界
All mankind live in this world with sin.
所以你看看人现在呢，都有这种肉体的情欲。
If you look at us, we have the desires.
有七情六欲。
We have fleshly desires.
本来情跟欲不是不好。
It is not. We are not saying that it's wrong to have these desires.
但是用错的地方。
But if you apply them to wrong areas, it is bad.
所以圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
我们来看马太那个加拉太书。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书，请看第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
第五章第十九节
Chapter 5 verse 19
情欲的事都是显而易见的就如奸淫污秽邪荡二十节
20
拜偶像邪术仇恨憎敬记恨恼怒结党纷争异端二十一节
21
嫉妒醉酒荒宴等我从前告诉你们现在又告诉你们行这样事的人必不能承受神的果这里告诉我们情欲的事情。
Here tells us the works of the flesh.
这个情跟欲弄错的话
，If you apply them wrong, these fleshly desires.
没有步上正轨的话
，If you have not directed them onto the right path.
就叫做啊，这个邪情恶欲。
And these are called evil desires.
所以人啊，常常受这些事情的困扰。
We humans have been constantly aroused or
真的是
tempted by these.
身不由己啊。
It is true that we cannot control ourselves.
这样的事情在我们生活当中常有的。
Because these happen so often in our lives.
明明我就是说不要生气。
We tell ourselves not to be angry.
不要因为别人的不对，自己在生气。
Do not be angry over others' faults.
有些人讲话不得体。
There are some people who do not know how to choose right words to speak, and they hurt us.
我们就生气了。
And so we get angry.
有时候就怨恨了。
And we have hatred.
有时候不满了。
And we are not pleased.
明明知道是伤害自己的身体。
We know that our anger will hurt us most.
可是总是没办法来克制。
Yet we cannot control ourselves.
更有很多的这些坏习惯。
And we also have bad habits.
台湾有山地呢，有一个部落。
There was a tribe in the mountainous area in Taiwan.
那一个部落里头啊，都很喜欢喝酒。
In that tribe, most of men love to drink.
一喝酒就闹事。
Once they drink, they will become drunk.
有的出车祸。
And start causing trouble.
弄得整个部落啊，实在是不平安。
And there was chaos in the whole tribe.
那么政府就不得不啊，派警察啊驻守在那个地方。
So the government decides to send in some policemen
来维持这个部落的秩序。
At least to keep order in the tribe.
有一天呢、
One day,
这个部落的这个村长
，the chief of the tribe，
他。接受了我们真教会的这个道理。
He accepted the truth of our church.
那接受洗礼以后
，He accepted water baptism.
生命更新了。
There was a change in his life.
这些坏习惯都改掉了。
He has changed his bad habits.
他们村里的人一看
，When the people of his village saw him,
不喝酒不醉酒很好。
He no longer drinks.
真的整个家庭平安了。
And there's peace in his family.
结果后来他们也来查考道理。
They all came to study the truth.
很奇妙啊
，Strangely.
整村的人呐、都信。真教会了。
The whole tribes believe in our church.
全村的人没有人要喝酒了。
No one ever wants to drink again.
这么一不喝酒以后
，Once they stop drinking,
真的是天下太平了。
There's peace.
不再有什么坏事了。
There's no more trouble.
大家做正经的事业。
Everybody began doing their work.
那些警察也看得很高兴。
And the policemen were very happy to see
them. 没有事情做了。
They have nothing to do now.
就把那个警察局就撤掉了。
And so the government has sent the police back.
这就是告诉我们。
And this tells us.
有很多是这个坏习惯，一般人是改不掉。
There are many bad habits that we find very hard to get rid of.
神的能力临到我们。
But when the strength of God comes upon us.
那我们生命更新。
Our life is renewed.
是每个人都能够得到这个恩典呢
？Is everybody qualified to receive this grace?
圣经这样告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
请看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章
Romans chapter
5第六节
verse 6
第五章第六节
chapter 5 verse 6
因我们还软弱的时候基督就按所定的日期为罪人死第七节
7
为义人死是少有的为人人死或则有敢做的第八节
8
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死神的爱就在此向我们显明了。这个地方告诉我们了。
Tells us here.
人有软弱。
Everyone is weak.
意思说人被罪所这个捆绑所困扰。
It means that everyone is bound by sin.
你想想看。
Think about it.
罪怎么得到解决呢
？How do we resolve sin?
有一句话说血债血还呐。
There's a saying that if you committed a crime with blood, you must pay by blood.
那我们人犯的罪。
If we have committed a sin,
怎么能够去掉这个罪
？How do we be rid of sin?
怎么能够赎罪呢
？How do we redeem ourselves?
像我们中国的一般的这个民间的宗教
，and our Chinese religions
也都知道杀猪杀羊啊，流血要来祭祀。
We know that we have to offer sacrifices by slaughtering cattle.
在猪的嘴巴塞了一颗橘子
，or even to put a mandarin in the mouth of a pig.
这是猪啊，甘愿为我们牺牲
，indicating the pig is willing to die for us.
在我们中国人这种敬拜的观念当中，就有这种赎罪的观念。
In our worshiping in our Chinese religions, we have this concept of redemption.
其实在圣经里头也是一样
，same concept apply in the Bible.
这个在旧约时代的犹太人。
In the Old Testament, the Jews
他们要杀牛杀羊要来献祭
They have to slaughter cattle to redeem themselves.
借着这个牛羊的血要来赎罪
It's through the blood of these animals that their sins are redeemed.
但事实上呢，我们人的生命啊
But in fact, our life
不是说你几千只牛、几万只牛所能够来换回来
Our life cannot be redeemed by cattle or animals.
为了要满足这个公义啊
So in order to be just,
神亲自道成肉身来到世上
God came into the world as a man.
成为人的样式
He came and manifested in the form of man
就是耶稣基督
And he is Jesus Christ
他为我们钉死十字架
He was crucified for our sin
这个目的就是为我们流血赎罪
The purpose is to shed his blood and redeem us
所以这里告诉我们
So it says here
是谁说为义人死还是说有人能够这样做
It says here that it is easy for a good man to die
但是呢为罪人死谁肯呢
Rather to die for a righteous man But who is willing to die for sinners
他为了爱世
God loved us
为了满足这个公义
To satisfy his
justice 所以他来到世上
He came into the world
来为人来流血赎罪
To shed his blood to redeem mankind
所以我们今天有这样的认识
So today we have this concept of understanding
认识耶稣基督
We understand Jesus Christ
他宝血的赎罪
We understand the precious blood redeemed us.
他的宝血
It's through His blood.
一赎罪以后
that we have redeemed ourselves.
以前所犯的一切的罪过
and all the sins we have committed in the past
就被洁净
have been cleansed.
人生命都要更新
and our life has been renewed.
真的能够成为新人
We have become a new person.
有一个在黑社会里头打混的一个老大
There was a man who has been an underworld figure.
他进出其他国家不必有护照有签证
He doesn't need a passport to visit foreign countries
真的是他还相当有办法
It's because he knows the underworld figures
可是有一天被抓了
But one day he was captured
被关在监牢
Put in prison
那时候他也感受到自由的可贵
He finally understood the price of freedom
那怎么样离开这个监牢
How do we get himself out of prison
他就一发图想他一个观念
He came up with a fancy thought
哎呀我若是能够生一场大病啊那我就能够保外就医了。
If I could get myself seriously ill, I might be able to go to the hospital.
他那时候没有信神了。
He didn't believe in God.
他竟然会向神祷告。
But yet he thought he should pray to God.
如果你真神你存在的话
，He said, "True God, if you exist,
帮帮我吧
，Help me."
让我一场大病哦。
Let me become sick.
那我就能够保外就医了。
Then I can go to the hospital.
想不到他真的突然间中风了。
And indeed it came true, he had a stroke.
中风真的是保外就医了。
And it is true that he had to be sent to hospital.
可是那个中风不是一般人的中风。
But that stroke was rather serious.
全身百病啊。
Everything was wrong with him.
医生呢，真的不晓得说怎么下手。
The doctors don't know where to start.
后来把他当作实验品了。
They treated him like a specimen.
他说一天呢要吃100颗以上的药。
He said he had to take more than 100 pills every day. 眼睛也
看不太清楚。
He couldn't see very well.
嘴巴也说不清楚。
He couldn't speak.
人也站不住了。
He couldn't stand or walk.
真的是百病丛生了。
Indeed, it was true. Everything was wrong with his body.
就在那个时候啊。
Was at that time.
我们教会都在一个大医院里头啊，有布道会。
Our church was having an evangelical service in a hospital.
那么我们弟兄姐妹去发传单了，就把他带到布道会的场所。
And our brothers and sisters, when they were delivering the pamphlets, they brought him to
坐着轮椅的
chapel.
He was sitting 到比较前面的地方。
He was sitting in a wheelchair and he was being pushed to the front.
可是聚会开始之后啊
，But after the service, when the service starts,
越来越多了。
There were more and more people.
他想要离开，没办法。
He wanted to leave but couldn't.
人那么多围起来了。
Because he was surrounded by people.
他很担心啊。
He was worried.
糟糕，是不是我这个血压？能不能控得住
He's worried whether he could control his blood pressure.
因为他有高血压
He had high blood pressure.
所以他很紧张
So he's very nervous.
想不到聚会结束啊
After the service.
去量血压
He went and took his blood pressure.
竟然是正常
It was normal.
连护士都觉得很意外
Even the nurse was astonished.
会不会血压计坏掉了
Perhaps the meter was wrong.
再试了两三个
They use other measuring meters.
他的血压还是正常。
And he was still normal.
所以他松了一口气。
And he was relieved.
所以以后就有这样的信心。
And so he had a little faith.
我来聚会听道理。
If I come and listen to
the truth. 主耶稣给我这个额外的恩典。
Lord Jesus gave me an extra grace.
所以后来就一直慕道。
And so he kept coming.
那么有一天。
He came to see the truth one day.
教会举开布道。
The church has another evangelical service.
那么弟兄姐妹邀请他说到教会去。
Brothers and sisters invited him to the church.
刮风下雨。
It was There was a storm.
弟兄姐妹开车来接他。
Brothers drove.
他很感动。
He was very moved.
他就去了。
And he went.
那就这样子在教会啊，听了几天的道理。
And he went to the church for several nights to listen to the truth.
受了圣灵了。
And he received the Holy Spirit.
让他对于这个信仰有更深的体验。
He began to have a deeper understanding of the truth.
结果他报名受洗。
And so he registered himself for water baptism.
那么受洗的时候就在路上啊。他突然想了一个问题。
On his way to baptism, he thought of a question.
他跟主耶稣讲。
He said to Jesus.
主啊，像我这样等于是残废的人，没有用的人啊。
He said, Lord, look at me, I'm almost paralyzed.
主啊，你救我有什么用呢
？What's the point of saving me?
我还能够为你做什么
？What can I do for you?
他突然有这样的想法。
That thought came into his mind.
但是突然好像听到有声音跟他讲。
But he heard a voice telling him.
你不要担心。
Do not worry.
我会医治你。
I will cure you.
就这样哈。受洗之后
and after the water baptism,
凭着信心祷告、啊、
with faith he prayed
真的变一项一项好起来
and indeed his health improved
后来他下定决心
and later on he made a resolution
那我要出院
he said I wanted to get out of the hospital
本来是当医院的医生的那个实验品
at first he was a specimen to the doctors
但是他靠着神
but with God
他说我决定 不住院
He said, I no longer want to stay in the hospital.
真的感谢神。
And he did thank God.
后来能够走路了。
He was able to walk.
眼睛也看得到了。
He could see now.
就开始参加这个福音小组。
And so he took part in a gospel group.
到很多地方去做见证。
He went all over to preach and bear
witness. 有一天在菜市场碰到以前的他的手下了。
One day at a market, he met one of his subordinates.
手下看到说大哥，你在这里做什么？
And they asked him, What are you doing here?
我在这里发传单要。救人的灵魂。
He said, "I'm here delivering pamphlets, saving people's souls."
他劝他们说：“你们也要来信耶稣。”
And he said to them, "You must also come and believe in Jesus."
这就是真的生命的改变。
This is a change in life.
他很厌恶以前那个罪恶的生活。
He has come to detest his past life.
如果没有主耶稣这样的力量
，If it were not for God,
很多人呢、啊、经不起这个就是说穷困的生活。
Many people will not be able to overcome
the
poor life. 以前
当大哥啊，什么都有，要享受什么都有。
In the past, when he was an underworld figure, he has everything.
但是呢，信主以后，真的生命更新。
But after believing the Lord, there's a change
in life. 没有罪的生活才是喜乐的生活。
A life without sin is a life of joy.
所以我们今天呢
，So today,
常常在生活当中是被罪所困扰。
Very often we have been bound and troubled by our sin.
但是我们认识主耶稣
，When we have come to know Jesus,
主耶稣的宝血不断地在洁净我们的罪。
His precious blood has cleansed us.
我们才有希望。
We now have hope.
才能够亲近神。
We can come close to God.
这是我们必须要去面对的问题。
This is a problem that we all face.
唯有主耶稣能够解决我们的罪。
Only Jesus can resolve our sin.
第二个问题是什么？
What is the second problem?
迷信的问题呢？
Superstition.
当有人遇到困难的时候，找专科医生，找一些专家来帮助。
When a person is ill, when a person has problems, they will go to the experts, the doctors.
但是这些专家没办法帮助的时候呢？
But when these experts could not help you,
他们就开始往各种宗教去找。
They will then start turning to all kinds of religion.
拜了很多神。
They will pray to many gods.
甚至于找什么心理专家。
Or even go to psychologists.
像现在最很流行的什么催眠术啦。
For example, presently, hypnosis is pretty popular.
超级静坐啦。
Or sitting down and a meditation.
但是呢，这些是没办法解决人的问题。
These can't help you.
反而被这些的迷信所误了。
Rather, you would have been delayed by these superstitions.
但是我们要了解啊。
But we must understand.
这个邪恶的力量啊。
The power of evil.
真的，它有一定的能力。
There is a certain strength.
有人也会跟你讲啊，我去拜拜啊，哎呀，什么得到体验了、啊。
Some people say, when I go pray to a certain god, I have certain experiences.
这不可否认啊。
You cannot deny
this. 的确，这个邪恶有它一定的能力啊。
It is true that evil spirits have.
就好像这个摩西要救以色列百姓出埃及的时候，
just like when Moses was to deliver his people from Egypt,
法老王身边呢、啊、有很多这个行邪术的人。
There are many sorcerers and magicians by the side of the Pharaoh.
摩西行了两个神迹。
Moses did perform two miracles.
那行邪术的也可以行那两个神迹。
And the sorcerers and magicians could do exactly the same thing.
可是摩西行第三个神迹以后，
but when Moses performed the third miracle,
那个邪术行邪术就知道了。
The magicians knew.
这是神的手在行这个神迹。
That it was God who performed Moses' miracles.
他们没办法来跟神的能力相比。
They were unable to duplicate that miracle.
所以在这个在世上呢，
so in this world,
真的有这种邪恶的力量。
There are indeed evil.
人看不清楚的时候，
when humans can't see
clearly, 就会把它当作神啊。
We tend to treat them as gods.
圣经里头也有这样的例子。
The Bible tells us this.
我们来看使徒行传。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
使徒行传第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
《使徒行传》第八章
Acts chapter 8
第九节
Verse 9
有一个人名叫西门，向来在那城里行邪术，妄自尊大，使撒玛利亚的百姓惊奇。第十节
10
无论大小都听从他，说这个人、啊、就是那称为神的大能者。第十一节
11
他们听从他，因他久用邪术使他们惊奇。在这里提到一个行邪术的西门。
Here tells us a Simon who's a sorcerer.
他自称说他是神的大能者啊。
He claimed to be a great power of God.
他在制造个人崇拜。
He's actually worshiping himself.
今天有很多异端邪教。
Today there are many heretic religions.
有这么一个特色。
There is this special characteristic about them. They raise themselves up.
叫众人崇拜他。
And they want everybody to worship them.
因为他有一定的能力嘛。
Because they have certain strength.
所以这里提到哈、
哦。Here says.
哎，他行邪术嘛。
He performed sorcery.
让这些撒玛利亚的百姓惊奇。
He performed magic and amazed the people of
Samaria. 那么十节这里就做见证了。
Verse 10, he testified.
说他听看到了腓力所传的道。
Verse 12 says that he saw what Philip did.
他了解了。
He understood.
原来他所做的是靠着邪术。
In fact, what he had used to do was based on magic.
他自己就信了。
And so he believed.
就受洗了。
And was baptized.
所以这个异端邪教有这么一个特色。
So there's a special characteristics of other heretic religions.
个人崇拜。
They tend to worship other founders.
第二个呢？
Two.
这异端邪教的特色是什么？
Another second characteristics of these heretic religions.
常常借这种的邪恶的力量赚钱。
They will make money off from their power.
我们来看使徒行传。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
使徒行传第十六章。
Verse chapter 16.
第十六章的十六节。
Chapter 16, verse 16.
后来我们往那祷告的地方去，有一个使女迎着而来，她被巫鬼所附，用法术叫她主人们大得财力啊。这个地方说了
，Here says，
说有一个人呐、啊，借着一个女人呐、啊、
，That there was there were people who used a girl
来作为行邪术的一个工具
，To profit from the girl's divination，
然后呢让主人大得财力
，And the girl's owners gained much，
所以你注意去。观察
If you're to observe,
这种异端邪教有这么一个特色
a lot of the heretic religions have such characteristics.
它是为了牟利而来的
They establish a religion、
哦、你要拜他
because they want money.
要叫他帮忙你
if you want to worship them and ask them to help you,
你必须要拿一笔钱过来
sure, all you have to do is donate a sum of money.
这有敛财的一种特色
they gain from their religion.
但是他又讲不出一个道理来
however, they could not give you a good foundation and basis.、
哎、他讲的话很多的这个毛病
everything that they say, you can find loopholes.
所以这个我们就要小心。
So we have to be careful of these religions.
虽然他有一定的能力
although they carry certain power,
但是绝对不要受迷。
But do not be tempted.
你看主耶稣就不一样了。
Look at Jesus, he's different.
主耶稣变了五个饼两条鱼给五千多个人吃。
Jesus fed 5,000 people with just two fish and five loaves.
哇，这个神迹太大了。
This is a great miracle.
众人要拥护他当王啊。
All the crowd wanted him to become the king.
他拒绝了。
He rejected them.
他跑到山上去祷告。
He went up to the mountain to pray.
因为他知道他 来到世上不是要当王的。
Because he knew he didn't come to the world to be a
king. 他要来拯救世人的灵魂。
He came to deliver people's souls.
他是谦卑的来服侍世人。
He came in humility.
这个绝对不一样。
This is different.
主耶稣来到世上也不是要来敛财。
Jesus didn't come into the world to profit from
his religion. 反而告诉那跟随的人要决心啊。
Rather, he told his followers to make a decision.
他说天上的灰鸟有窝，狐狸有洞。
The birds in the air have nests, the foxes have holes.
但是我呢，连一个这个枕头的地方都没有啊。
But look at me, I don't even have a place to put my pillow.
主耶稣坦白告诉那些跟随他的人。
Jesus told his followers,
我是穷到连一个枕头地方都没有。
I am so poor, I can't even afford a place to put my pillow.
你们还要跟随我吗
？Do you still want to follow me?
这个真的是非常大的考验。
This is a great test to his followers.
现在异端邪恶没有人这样敢，没有人这样说的了。
Today, all the founding religions
are
daring to say this.
哎呀，你还对我怎么？你跟从我的话，我给你什么好处啊
？They all said, if you come and follow me, I will give you this and that.
这是那些物质上的好处。
These are all material wealth.
但是主耶稣有一个特色。
But there is one special characteristic of Jesus.
什么样的特色呢
？What is that character?
他能够向众人来挑战。
He was able to challenge everyone.
有一句话。
There was a saying.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音，这个第八章。
Gospel John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
Gospel John chapter 8.
请看四十六节。
Verse 46.
我既然你们中间谁能够指证我有罪呢？我既然将真理告诉你们，为什么不信我呢？主耶稣这样说。
This is what Jesus said.
你们中间谁能指证我有罪
？Which of you convicts me of sin?
我想现在世上再伟大的人
I believe no matter how great a hero is.
没有人敢说这么一句话。
No one would dare say this.
谁能指证我有罪呢
？Which one of you can convict me of sin?、
哎或许我们不会犯很大的罪
Perhaps we haven't committed a major sin.
但是小罪总是有的
But we, surely we have committed
尤其在我们家里的
especially,
的亲人
especially in our
大概都会知道
Everyone in your household
我们有什么毛病什么坏习惯
They know your faults.
但是主耶稣他能够挑战这件事情
But yet Jesus was able to challenge
这个是非常重要
And this is very important.
主耶稣又说
And Lord Jesus says,
我既然将真理告诉你们
If I tell the truth,
什么叫真理
What is the truth?
主耶稣也讲了一句话。
Lord Jesus also said,
我们来看马可福音呢。
Let's turn to Gospel Mark.
十三章。
13.
马可福音十三章。
Mark chapter 13.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
三十一节。
31.
天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。我想这句话大概也没有人敢说。
I'm pretty sure no one dares to say the same words.
谁敢说我讲的话绝对不改变？
Who dares to say that my words will never change?
经得起时间的考验。
It can withstand the test of time.
主耶稣说，天地即使废去了。
It says, Jesus said, even heaven and earth will pass away.
我的话却不能废去。
But my words will not pass away.
哎，这就是真理了。
This is the truth.
真理是经得起考验。
Truth can be tested.
真理是不变。
Test, truth do not change.
所以主耶稣的这个言行留在这个圣经里头。
So the words of Jesus are left in this Bible.
哎，经得起这个时间的考验。
They are able to withstand the test of time.
从这里我们就可以了解。
So from here we understand.
啊，耶稣真的是跟我们一般人不一样。
Jesus is different from
他就真的是
one of us.
他是神，神就是道，道成了肉身来到世上。
He is God. He is the Word. He is the Word manifested in flesh.
所以他才有资格来赎我们的罪。
And that is why he is the only one qualified to redeem our sins.
他才是我们真正的依靠。
And that is why he is our only.
他才能够胜过二者。
And he is able to overcome the evil.
胜过死亡。
Overcome death.
有一个算命的先生。
There was a fortune teller.
他的算命短期可能算得很准
For if you are asking to foretell future, short future, it's very accurate.
因为我刚说过，那些行邪术有他一定的能力、啊。
I've said this before. Those who perform magic and sorcery have their own power.
这算命先生姓杨， 杨先生。
Fortune teller has last name of Yang, so we call him Mr. Yang.
那么他有一天去算他的女儿的命。
One day he went to foretell his own daughter's fortune.
一算的时候，哎呀，糟糕了。
When he did it,
几个礼拜以后。
He was worried a few weeks later.
我的女儿会遇到一个非常大的这厄运。
He said, "My daughter will have bad luck in the next few weeks."
明明知道了，他没办法破解。
He knew about it, but he couldn't do anything about it when the time comes.
女儿发疯了。
His daughter became insane.
谁能够帮助呢
？Who can help him?
没有人能帮助。
Nobody.
感谢主了。
But thank God.
从恩典临到他的家。
God's grace came upon his household.
他来教会，
He came to church.
信告主。
And to believe in God.
大家为他祷告。
And everybody prayed for him.
把女儿的鬼把他赶出去。
The devil, the demon in his daughter was
cast out. 所以他就弃邪归正。
So the daughter, oh, he became.
所以
he began to walk on a righteous path.
这样的能力呢，是主耶稣所应许的。
And that strength and that power came from God.
所以在主耶稣的时候有赶鬼的事情。
So in the days of Jesus, there were casting of demons.
在今天我们教会一样有这赶鬼的能力。
Even today, there is the casting out of demons too.
所以现在这个世上啊，有很多人受这些异端邪教所迷惑。
And today, many people are enticed by these various heretic religions.
无法摆脱。
They could not overcome them.
但是呢，我们有主可靠。
But we have God.
任何一个人靠着主就可以赶鬼。
If you rely on God, He can cast out.
不是说啊，某某特殊的人才能够赶鬼，不是这样子。
We do not rely on a certain man to cast out demons.
这个是非常有福气的一件事情。
This is one that is very blessed.
人生的第三个难题是什么
？What is the third problem that we face？
就是患难的难题。
That is problems.
有时我们遇到患难不是代表说我们有什么罪。
Sometimes when we're faced with a problem, it doesn't mean that we have committed a sin.
好像有一个人生来就瞎眼的。
For example, when a person is blind,
有人在旁边议论
People would start saying,
哎呀，会不会是他父母犯罪了
？Perhaps his parents have sinned.
会不会是他犯了罪了
？Perhaps he himself has sinned.
他怎么会瞎眼呢
？Otherwise, why would he be blind？
主耶稣说都不是。
Lord Jesus said, "Nope, this is not."
不是他父母犯罪。
His parents had not
也不是他犯罪。
Neither had he.
神要在他身上显出荣耀了。
But it is God who wanted to perform a miracle.
所以有些遇到灾难
And therefore, sometimes when we are faced with a disaster,
我们不要去马上联想啊，他一定是犯了什么罪。
Do not think that somebody else has committed a crime.
就好像你看911这个恐怖事件。
Look at the events of September the 11th.
在那个摩天大楼突然间倒塌的时候。
When the Twin Towers collapsed.
不知道死了多少人。
Numerous, countless people died.
难道他们都犯罪了吗
？Have all of them sinned?
我们不能够这样议论他。
We cannot say that.
但是明明就是有这个患难临到人的身上。
But in fact, this tragedy that comes upon them.
有时因为别人的不对。
Perhaps it's other people's fault.
来伤害了我们。
And have hurt them.
所以那些家属啊，看到自己亲人死掉的时候。
When the families saw their loved ones die.
可以说是痛心疾首啊！为什么会这样呢
？We can see that they're in much pain. Why?
可是我想有些家属，他们没有去思考到，人啊，总是有一天会死。
But however, I believe that most of these families never thought of the question that,
死了以后到底去哪里了
that we all die one day, but the important question is, where do we go after we die?
才是最重要
That is a more important question.
所以人假如没有认识这个问题
If we have not come to understand this question,
有些人说奇怪啊，人怎么会遇到患难
Some people ask, why do we face problems?
其实患难的本身也有它的价值。
But actually, there is some value to the problems that you face.
但是只要我们有神做依靠的时候
，As long as we have God, whom we can depend on.
常常是因祸得福啊。
Many often these are blessings in
disguise. 假如说没有神依靠的时候
，However, if we do not have God to rely on,
真的是不晓得要怎么办。
We really don't know what to do.
一个有钱人
There's a rich man.
他的财产是上亿的。
His wealth is in the billions of dollars.
有一天
One day.
他把太太杀了。
He killed his wife.
孩子都杀了。
He murdered his wife, his children.
他已经买好一个焚化炉。
And he has purchased a furnace.
然后把它烧掉了。
And burnt them up.
最后自己呢
？Finally.
关在焚化炉里头。
He jumped into a furnace.
自己把自己烧掉。
And he burnt himself up.
全家都死了。
Everyone died in the
family. 这是极大的悲剧啊
！What a tragedy.
后来发现他一封遗书。
And later, somebody found his last words.
家里
He said.
不和。
There's disharmony in the family.
让他非常的煎熬，非常难过。
And he was very sad. And he was very
upset. 他没办法解决。
He couldn't resolve these.
外在富足。
He is wealthy.
内在贫穷啊。
But inside he is empty.
他走上了绝路。
So he went. He committed.
真的是很可惜。
Pitiful.
今天人啊，只一直注重外在的追求。
Today we all pursue for material wealth.
但是忘记了。内在的富足。
But you forgot about your internal wealth.
内在都是富足的话。
If you are wealthy internally,
那么就不会走上这绝路。
Then you will not commit suicide.
什么叫内在富足呢？
What does it mean by being wealthy internally?
我们已经得到神的恩典。
We have received grace from God.
摸到神了。
We have touched God.
知道我们的神能够做我们的帮助。
We know that God will help us.
好像保罗所说的。
Like unto what Paul said.
我们来看腓立比书。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter
第四章。
Chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章
Philippians chapter 4
十一节
verse 11
我并不是因为缺乏说这个话我无论在什么境况都可以知足这是我已经学会了十二节
12
我知道怎样处卑贱也知道怎样处丰富或饱足或饥饿或有余或缺乏谁是谁在我都得了秘诀了十三节
13
我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做。你看保罗呢，他也遭遇过贫穷。
Paul had experienced poverty.
他也遭遇过患难。
He has experienced tribulation.
不管是在饱足或饥饿的时候。
Whether he was full or when he was hungry.
说他得到秘诀了。
He has found a secret.
他的秘诀就是十三节了。
His secret is in verse 13.
我靠着那加给我力量。
I can do all things in him.
凡事都能做了。所以他这一封信的一个特点，他是处在监牢里面，为了传福音被关监，但是他竟然告诉弟兄姐妹说：“我告诉你们，靠主常常喜乐。”
在患
难中有喜乐，这才是最有价值的。
When you have joy in tribulation, then that is worth the most.
真的活出生命的价值来。
It is indeed true that he has lived the value of life.
为这些患难所击倒。
He is not beaten by these tribulations.
所以这个正确的信仰
so the correct faith
带来灵性的富足
and religion will bring you spiritual
灵性的富足啊
these spiritual wealth
能够帮助我们克服生活上的难题
can help you to overcome the problems in your life.
我们有一位传道人
we have a preacher.
他以前是一个医生
he used to be a doctor.
他为什么要当医生
why did he want to be a doctor?
因为他在年幼的时候
because when he was young.
因为他的兄弟姐妹很多
he has many siblings.
结果有几个兄弟死掉了
and a few of them died.
医生没办法医他们
the doctors couldn't heal them.
他觉得很痛苦
he felt pain.
为什么医生不能医治他们
why couldn't these doctors save
his siblings? 所以他立志当医生啊
so he resolved to become a doctor.
等到他真的当起医生了
when he became a doctor.
他的兄弟当中又有人死掉了
and among his siblings, one died too.
他自己也束手无策
and he felt helpless.
他很懊恼
and he was very upset.
我当医生也是没有用的
what's the point of being a doctor?
我还能够帮我的兄弟什么事情呢
I can't even help my own siblings.
有一天啊
so one day,
在诊所里头
in a clinic,
他碰到他的另外一位同事啊
he met one of his colleagues.
他在看圣经
and he was reading the Bible.
他问他的这个朋友
so he asked his friend,
哎呀你一个医生还要看什么圣经啊
you're a doctor, why are you reading the Bible?
你那么迷信啊
you're so superstitious.
他的朋友跟他讲
and his friend said to him,
你说我看这个圣经是迷信
If you said reading the Bible is superstition
好那你告诉我
Then tell me
这圣经里头哪里有错的地方
Tell me, point out to me the,
有
the part where the Bible
迷信的地方没有
What is so superstitious about the Bible、
他就真的拿回去看圣经了
And so indeed he took the Bible back and read it
看到最后
Until the very end
自己信主了
He believed in the Lord himself、
但是不是进入我们真教会了
But he did not come to our church, of course.
后来有一天、
But later one day,
他搭火车的时候
while he was on the train,
在他坐在他隔壁的一位、这个是我们的信徒、
the passenger sitting beside him was a member of our church.、
结果就跟他谈起来了
And they had a conversation.
我们信徒跟他讲
And our member said to him,、
这个我们信主有一个特别的经验
that when you believe in the Lord, there should be a special experience.
就是祷告有圣灵
that when you pray, there's the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵的时候就是念 Hallelujah 赞美耶稣
If you have no Holy Spirit, then you will read Hallelujah.
但是受圣灵的时候
But when you have received the Holy Spirit,
就不一样
Things are different.
圣灵临到我们 我们身上，
the Holy Spirit comes upon you，
就会讲起灵言来，
you start speaking in tongues，
就是这个舌音呢，
that is the tongue，
结果翻圣经以后，
when he opened up the Bible，
真的圣经有这样的记载啊，
indeed that was what was recorded in
the Bible， 说哎呀， 我信了主怎么没有这个体验呢，
he said I believe the Lord how come I've never experienced this，
我们那个信徒就拿来一本小册子给他看，
so our member gave him a pamphlet，
他就循着这方式祷告，
and he prayed in that manner，
哎，真的能够体验到 有圣灵。
Indeed, he experienced the Holy Spirit.
是后来进入真教会。
And so he later on came to our church.
他就觉得救人的灵魂啊，比他当医生更重要。
He later realized that saving people's souls is more important than being a doctor.
所以他舍掉医生的工作。
So he quit his job.
啊，全心啊投入这个传道的工作。
And he became a full-time minister.
虽然后来他退休了。
Even though now that he's retired.
还是要退而不休。
But he still continued on with his work.
救人灵魂的那种的使命感，
he felt that he has a mission to save people's souls.
他的生活真的活得非常愉快，非常的有价值。
And that mission has brought meaning to his life.
他已经了解了。
Because he understood.
患难不可怕。
There's nothing fearful of tribulations.
可怕的是什么？
What is more fearful?
我们找不到依靠的这个力量。
You couldn't find God who gave
you. 找不到将来灵魂的归宿。
You cannot find a place where your soul would go in the future.
现在他已经了解了。
Now that he has understood this.
靠着神能够克服各种的这个患难。
Relying on God, you can overcome your tribulation.
更重要，我们有把握将来要去哪里。
More importantly, you have the guarantee of where you'll be going in the future.
所以我提到这三个难题。
So I've mentioned all these three problems.
就是罪恶的难题。
That is the problem of sin.
迷信的难题。
The problem of superstition.
患难的难题。
And the problem of tribulation.
我们若有主可靠。
If you can rely on God.
真的生活非常的平安，非常喜乐。
Indeed, your life will be peace and happiness.
我们来看马太福音。
Let's look at the Gospel of
Matthew. 马太福音十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
十一章，请看二十八节。
11 verse 28.
烦劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。这是主耶稣的应许哦。
This is a promise of God, of the Lord Jesus.
没有时间限制的。
There is no time limit to this.
没有对象限制的。
It is not
subject to one person. 主耶稣这里。
As long as you're willing to come to Him.
虽然我们生活当中难免有劳苦重担。
In our life, there will always be labor and heavy laden.
但是呢，主耶稣会帮助我们。
But the Lord Jesus will help us.
他会帮我们来卸下这个重担。
He will give us rest.
那么我们就能够心中得到平安了。
And then we shall find peace in our soul.
这是多么大的应许啊！
Isn't this a great promise?
在这个世界上，哪里去找这个应许呢？
Where can you find this promise in this world?
就是来信靠耶稣。
Only when you come to Jesus.
现在我们来唱诗。
Let us now sing a hymn.